Thank you for staying with Consider This. Melissa and Sherrod here with you tonight. A group of Sabahans today gathered in Membakut town in objection to the controversial Sabah Temporary Pass, or PSS, Pas Sementara Sabah, which is set to be rolled out on June 1st. Now, this protest comes 3 days before the Kimanis by-election this Saturday. So to provide us more insight into the PSS and why it's so important to the Kimanis by-election, we have joining us on the line Dr. Zaini Uthman, political analyst at University of Malaysia Sabah. Zaini, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Now, can you begin by explaining to us the PSS?
Thank you for giving me a call. But I think what we need to understand by Pas Sementara Sabah is we must understand from a big picture, because you know, this illegal immigrant issue is what is a long-standing issue in Sabah. So the so-called Pas SS is part and partial of the structural move by the government. The word is government, it's not the political party, it's not even the government, in order to make a very constructive management towards these illegal immigrants. So that's the way we should understand this SS issue. So I think personally, there is some misconceptions or misunderstanding what is this SS all about. We must understand this SS from the concept of security, from the concept of a national issue across a political party. So you shouldn't be, you know, trapped under the concept of party rivalries between political party in Malaysia.
Nevertheless, Zaini, it seems that political parties are making political capital from this, at least those in opposition to Warisan, Warisan being the party that's backing this. Why do you think that's come? I mean, one thing that's often said is that the PSS is a gateway to citizenship. Is that true?
No, that's not true. That's where what I mentioned just now, that to understand this issue is really a test for the level of political literacy among the citizenship, especially the, you know, the Sabahan. So we need to understand this issue from a very broader concept. Of course, political parties, they will use whatever issue or any kind of opportunity for them, you know, especially during the by-election or during a general election, for them to vote for the political support. But for the citizen, I think we must understand this from a literacy point of view. So this is where I think for any government, whatever policy that they want to implement, especially the policy that really concerns the state of the security of the country or the interest of the people, so I think they need to engage more with the public. They need to, for example, they need to help some town hall with the concerned party to explain, you know, to the public that this matter is beyond political parties. This matter is actually about, you know, the national interest. It's not about the political interest.
Zaini, it's said that the PSS issue is now dominating the Kimanis by-election. Is this because Kimanis as a constituency, as an area, has a big problem with undocumented migrants? Or is it just that people are picking up on a statewide issue?
Well, I think the most the most appropriate to explain that is because of the you know, Kimanis is situated in the west coast of Sabah, and normally the people of the west coast of Sabah they have more concern, their sentiments towards Sabah, for Sabahan is much higher as compared to the east coast of Sabah. So I think that's why this matter being rolled up during this 2 weeks of the political campaign between the party involved.
So Zaini, you talked a little bit just now about the misconceptions around this, that this has become a politicized issue when it is in fact for the national interest. Now, I'm just wondering about the communication around this initiative. How has that been managed, if such misconceptions has been spread like wildfire?
Well, the policy, this peace action policy, is just coming to the table. You know, it's a matter of, to proceed before they can proceed is still new. It's a matter that I think the public must give a chance to the new government to really implement. And then during the election campaign, the government, the Walisan government, did explain, you know, to the public that what exactly this peace SS. So this peace SS is actually. So the issue or the method that the present government are using based on the suggestion made by the Commission for this illegal immigrant situation in Sabah. So that's why I think the misconceptions and the misunderstanding pertaining to this issue come into limelight.
Zani, is Warisan likely to lose this election because of the PSS issue?
Well, I think for in any election, there are a lot of issues, not just only one single issue. But definitely, this as an issue will have certain impacts, you know, to the level of support for the Walisan.
Okay, and beyond the PSS, what are the issues? What are the local issues are coming into play in the Kimanis by elections? Is it about local issues, or is it really about the candidates, the personalities?
That's come in package, you know. It is about you know, local and non-local issues, about the candidates that come together with the development issue as well. So development issue is also one of the, you know, big talking points during these 2 weeks campaign.
Now, Zani, there's also, and I'm very interested about the campaign. Is Sabah politics changing as a consequence of the last general elections, or the takeover of Warisan with, you know, all this rhetoric about Malaysia Baru? You know, are we seeing less money politics? Are we seeing less violations of election rules and perhaps issue-based concerns coming to the fore? What's the feel like in Sabah?
Well, it depends the area by area. So now, Kimani is a very much semi-rural area. You know, the people are segregated between the agrarians and then the semi-professional. So, it's really a test. As I said just now, it's really a test of the political literacy, not just only in Sabah, not just only in Kimani, it's over the whole Malaysia, actually.
Definitely, and we'll keep a close eye on the campaign ahead of the by-election this Saturday. Zani, thank you so much for speaking with us and sharing your insights there from Sabah. We'll be back with more on Consider This. Don't go anywhere.